Welcome to the Philharmonia du Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 6:18 Irish Summer Time. Today is September 3rd, and it is also Labor Day in the US. They used to say, sell in May, come back on St. Ledger's Day, or sell in May, come back on Labor Day. And the markets are certainly waiting to see what's going to happen over the coming week as the big hitters come back from holiday. Looking at markets today, the best performers were certainly in Asia. You had another new high on the China A shares. Hong Kong more or less is holding on to its gain, consolidating really. It was down 80 in here today, but very steady really. And looking at some of the other markets, Thailand good gain, Indonesia and Korea also doing quite well. India was also up in here today. Europe was relatively quiet, and the US is closed, as is Canada. But the Mexican index is up over 1%, so over on that side of the world, the markets are doing rather well. Looking a little bit further forward, what we often see in September is that markets are don't perform as well as they do in other months. September is statistically not the most likely month to see very good gains in. And as people come back from holiday, they will start looking at the performance of markets over the last couple of weeks, and they'll have seen a very good rally, and that's incontrovertible. However, people will also be looking at what damage has been done to their books over the last couple of months, and it is going to be an interesting couple of weeks to see exactly what people are going to do with their money. We continue to see evidence in stock markets that these good rallies that we've seen over the last couple of weeks are intact, that there was support found in mid-August, which there hasn't been a single index in the world has moved to new lows. And the benefit of the doubt can continue to be given to the upside. However, if we start to see downward dynamics and consecutive days on the downside, and we see markets starting to break down to new lows for this move, well, that will be cause for reassessment. There's no evidence of that yet, but if we start to see that, then we'll know that this correction has further to go. It is a medium-term correction, and we wouldn't expect markets to move right back up to their highs immediately, although that is certainly a possibility for a number of the leading markets. The major markets, such as those on Wall Street and across Europe, it's unlikely that they're going to get right back up to their highs at the same pace as markets such as Canada and Australia. They continue to benefit from the commodities boom, and I think people have viewed this correction as a buying opportunity, and it does look like they're going to go right back up towards their highs. And Hong Kong is consolidating around its highs, having already set new highs for this move. And I think actually indeed all-time highs for the Hang Seng. So that's what we can expect to look for. If we do see some further selling pressure, that will be another bite at the cherry for those outperforming markets. I'm not predicting that. I'm just discussing what the possibilities are over the coming weeks. Personally, I don't think we're going to see a retest of those lows. We have seen markets consolidate over the last week, and we've seen a number of them break upwards. And if we saw them pull back a little bit or consolidate a little bit further, that certainly wouldn't be surprising. But I don't anticipate to see them breaking below the lows that we saw in mid-August. However, I am open to the fact that that is a possibility. Looking at some of the other markets in here today, the currency markets are very quiet. The euro was up earlier on in the session, down a little bit in here now. It's down 8 ticks. The pound is up 22 ticks. JGBs were probably the biggest mover in the bond markets, and I posted that chart in the interesting chart section today. And that had accelerated right up to that 136 level. It was looking a little bit overbought, and it seems to be coming off a little bit in here right now. There's no great reason for JGBs to be fundamentally strong in here. And I suppose the news that's driving this big move was the fact that it does look like the interest rate hikes by the BOJ have been delayed a little bit in here. But that doesn't mean that they've been cancelled entirely, and we can expect interest rates to rise gradually in Japan over the coming years, which is bearish for the bond market. Looking at the, excuse me, the precious metal markets, very quiet in here today as well. Palladium probably the best mover, and that's really following on from Friday. That was a good upward break on Friday, down a little bit in here today, down $5. But that's a relatively recent move. And the industrial metals also really quite quiet. So not too much to talk about in here. I suppose the biggest mover has been the wheat market in France, and I posted a number of charts today on that. That's another big acceleration on the upside, and possibly giving us an indication of what we may expect tomorrow in the US markets. But looking forward to seeing what's happening in the next couple of weeks, and well, hopefully a little bit less exciting than we saw in August. But thank you very much for your time, and we'll see what happens tomorrow. Good evening.